Welcome to the Friday, May the 9th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 33rd episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Autumn Arnold, who is a speech and language pathologist here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Congratulations, Autumn. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's get to the good stuff. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Tuesday, several soon-to-be graduates from the class of 2025 joined our community leaders for lunch and conversation. Thanks to all of our students who participated and to our Area 31 Culinary Arts Program for preparing such a delicious lunch. Huge congratulations go out to Chapelwood Elementary School Principal Terry Alexander Matthews, who was just named as the IASP District 7 Elementary Principal of the Year. And this week, we also were able to celebrate our incredible school nurses on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we showed appreciation for so many of you who make things happen in the classrooms, our teachers, instructional coaches, behavior consultants, media specialists, guidance counselors, adult ed coordinator and supervisors, adult ed instructors, therapists, school psychologists, school pathologists, college admissions coordinator, and permanent substitutes. It was Teacher Appreciation Week, and we were able to celebrate our 2025 Teachers of the Year on Wednesday evening at Ben Davis High School. Congratulations to all of our billing Teachers of the Year and to our Wayne Township Secondary Teacher of the Year, Area 31 Career Center's Dan Schifano, and our Elementary Teacher of the Year, McClellan Elementary Teacher Shannon Copeland. Well, speaking of that, I'm excited to welcome today's guest, Wayne Township Elementary Teacher of the Year for 2024-2025, Shannon Copeland. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you.
So let's go back on Wednesday night. We were at the Little Theater. You were in the last group of the four groups, the way that we do Teacher of the Year now. Did you know that it was possible that you were going to be the Wayne Township Teacher of the Year?
Yes, I had figured that out.
our formula has been solved on that one. So how surprised were you when you heard your name announced?
Not too surprised, but I think I had some time to process it.
Yeah. And you had your family there?
Yes, my mom and dad, my husband Andy, and our son Landon.
Yeah. Your dad came up and talked to me afterwards and was just so proud.
Yes, they are.
And your son, too. He came up, gave you a big hug after you went to sit down. And
he's a ball of energy.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit earlier. You joined the MSD of Wayne Township 27 years ago, and you taught at Rhodes. Tell us about why you came to Wayne Township.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. I went to Indiana State University mm-hmm. and did a full year of student teaching. Mm-hmm. And one of the practicums or student teachings that I was in Brazil, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And the principal there was good friends with Dr. Lisa Lantrip. Mm. I never thought I would come to an urban district. I thought I would probably go to a rural school because that's what I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And that's most of my experience was in. But I, you know, the summer kind of came and went, and I had done some interviews, and Dr. Lantrip actually called my dad, interestingly enough, and had gotten his number from someone.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I want to, you know, interview your daughter. And he said, you know, please call her.
Yeah.
And so I came over on a very hot August day because we didn't start school until August way mm-hmm. back then. And Rhodes Elementary was under construction.
Jeez.
And I did a quick interview and was hired that day.
Oh, my goodness. So. That sounds like Dr. Lantrip.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know you, you teach special ed.
I do.
Talk about the students that you teach in your classroom.
Yeah, I have, for 27 years, I've taught only special education. I've worked as an inclusion teacher mm-hmm. and as a student support center teacher. Mm-hmm. I did that for 12 years at Rhodes Elementary, and then I've been doing it the last 2 years here at McClelland. I think the Student Support Center is an interesting placement in mm-hmm, itself. Mm-hmm. I work with students who on the autism spectrum,
sure.
students with intense behavior needs, students with some intense learning needs, and it's new and different every day.
Yeah,
I love the variety that it gives me. It gives me an opportunity to really challenge myself about some of the behaviors and some of the learning that my students need.
As an SSC teacher, you sometimes have students who you know are coming. They're regularly assigned to you, but you also have students that may come down just because they need to get a moment to just collect their thoughts, collect themselves, calm down a little bit, yeah. Do some sensory work. Right?
Yes. Yeah. We have a schedule in the Student Support Center, but it's always kind of fly by the seat of our pants, mm-hmm. depending on what comes in the door. And so I have to have a great group of people that work with me in that room. The adults are wonderful, and we can usually switch in and out as needed.
Yeah. So more and more people are being encouraged to get their special education endorsement. Tell us about what your thoughts are for some of our young teachers that are listening to this who may or may not be thinking about teaching special ed or just trying to figure out what their pathway is. What advice would you give them?
I would say if you are willing to work hard and want a very rewarding profession, special education is it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have stayed for 27 years if that weren't the case. I still have students that come back. Some of them I've forgotten their names, but I know their faces. Yeah. And I say, oh, what was your name? And they're like, of course. You know, they tell me. And I even had one a couple of years ago during Wayne Walks, and I recognized him. And he said, I was kind of bad when I was with you. And I said, oh, no, of course not. And he goes, but you turned it around. And I said, thank you.
Wow.
And, then the tears came.
Yeah. And matter of fact, you mentioned Wayne Walks. I believe that's next Friday. We'll have our seniors. What a great tradition that is for our students to walk through the halls of their elementary schools, and their junior highs, and lots of hugs, some tears that happen. You're a humble person, but I want you to talk about yourself for a minute. What do you think stood out for you to become, to be selected, first of all, as the McClellan Teacher of the Year, but secondly, as the Wayne Township Teacher of the Year? What was that thing that you feel like set you apart from the others?
I think that the staff here sees that I put forth my best effort every day. A lot of the kids that come into my room and into my realm every day are some of the toughest kids, and I try and give them my absolute best and give them the benefit of the doubt. I try and be as patient as I can, and I know that once they're coming to me, probably a teacher has hit their limit and they sure. need a break as well, so yeah. I try and use that space.
Yeah. One of the things that Mrs. Nichols mentioned yesterday and your dad expounded upon later on was your level of patience and that you can wait anybody out. You had one particular experience that truly was a matter of waiting a student out that lasted well into the night.
It did. Yeah. This was at Rhodes, and we were working through some behaviors and the assistant principal at the time, she was willing to let me do what I knew needed to happen to get to where we needed to go with this student. And his grandmother also came in and sat with him until about 8:30. And we finally, we got the work done that needed to be done. And I don't know that it was a turning point, but it was a good experience for him and for me and for grandmother.
Yeah, to put context to that, school dismisses at 2:30.
Yes.
And you were with him for 6 more hours
yes.
Before he was ready and at the point where he could do something different. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, well, but that certainly speaks to your level of patience that Mrs. Nichols mentioned last night or Wednesday night at the ceremony. Yeah. What do you like to do when you're not teaching?
Oh, I like to be with my family. Mm-hmm. We have, like I said earlier, we have a 5-year-old, and he keeps us pretty active. He's in flag football. And,
oh, wow.
We'll be in t-ball in the fall.
Yeah.
We like to watch sports, whether in person or on television. We're a big sports family. Mm-hmm. I like to read. When I can be by myself, I like to read. And I like to shop.
Do you like window shopping or
I like window
crafting?
Shopping, and I do like crafting. Yeah. I also am I like to be thrifty, so
okay.
I love a good deal.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I didn't think that I was into that as much until I go to the Restore for Habitat for Humanity and go into the Goodwills, and sometimes there's just some great things you can find there still with tags on it.
Absolutely.
Brand new.
I love going to garage sales in the summer and finding some good finds as well.
Absolutely. Wow. Last question. What's one fun fact about you that maybe people don't know about?
In college, I came in second place during a friend's trivia contest at the mall in Terre Haute, the Honey Creek Mall.
Oh, my goodness. Are you a trivia nut?
I do like trivia, and we do trivia here at McClelland, and some of us get a little competitive.
Too fun. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been McClelland Elementary teacher and the 2025 Elementary Teacher of the Year for the MSD of Wayne Township, Shannon Copeland. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Well, coming up Sunday, May 11th, don't forget, it's Mother's Day. And by the way, I know my mother is listening. On Monday, May the 12th, it is the regular school board meeting. Tuesday, May the 13th is Unified Games. Friday, May 16th is Wayne Walks. And Monday, May 26th, if you've not yet signed up, remember, it's the Giants 5K Memorial Day Run and Walk. Check out this week's Parent Square for more details. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.